Some of the sayings and some of the verses, just amazing stuff. And this is one of them here to me, at least, in Matthew chapter 21. And Matthew 21, of course, the Lord's coming through Jerusalem, Matthew 21:12 here, and presenting his ministry and all that. And Matthew 21:12 says this, "And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, as is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, watch it, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased." The word Hosanna, that means save us, pray for us. It means save us, deliver us. "And the children are there crying in the temple, and the Pharisees and the scribes and the chief priests saw them, and they were sore displeased, were saying, Hey, can't you shut these brats up? They're messing up the church." I've been in churches before. They said, "Hey, preacher, can't you keep these kids calm down? They're messing up the church. Hey, let them tear it up. God will build another one. Amen. Let these kids be kids." As they were saying, hey. Verse 16, the Lord says this, "And he said unto him, Hear thou what they say. And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have you never read? Have you never, do you read, don't you?" He said, "You read the Bible, don't you?" He said, "Yea, have you never read? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise." Now I will preach a little bit tonight on out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. And the sucklings are babies that are still being nursed by their mother. They're little bitty guys. And he's talking about babes. He's talking about little bitty babies. He's talking about little ones. And Jesus said, "Hadn't you ever read that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?" And that word perfected in the Bible, when you read it, it means that it's complete. It's pure, it's total, there's nothing held back. And that little babes and suckling, God said, out of the mouths of those babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. I mean, a little bitty baby like that that's still being nursed, he said, "Hey, you want to see how to praise me? Look at that little baby right there, and I'll show you a few things." And I want to preach about that. I'll give you a few things about it. I want you to notice the first thing in our text about that. I want you to notice the first thing that says this. It says, out of the mouths of babes, it says, thou hast perfected praise. I want to say, first of all, there's the source of that perfected praise. The source, make no mistake about it, when it comes to the little babes and their sucklings, they don't know anything. They don't know any Bible. They don't know to sing the Miss Rachel, a little bitty baby still being nursed. That little baby don't know how to sing, say but of the quotified one. They don't know how to sing anything. They can't even talk at that age. They're just a little bitty guy. And they're just a little suckling. And the Lord says, hey, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou, God is the source. God is the one that put that praise in there. God's the one that put it in the mouth of those little babies. Children are a direct conduit to the perfected praise of the Lord. Parents have no control over it. I mean, they can come out of the most ungodly families in the world, don't go to church, nothing to do with God, but in the mouth of those little babes and suckling thou, God put it there. The source of that perfected praise out of the mouth of those babes and sucklings is from the Lord. It's impossible to look at those beautiful little babes and sucklings and not see the Lord. There's no way. I mean, you get those little babies and look at them and you can see God all over them. I remember my little old grandson Noah. Whew, what a blessing. When he was born, Miss Rachel, and we got down there right after they got out of the hospital. We was waiting for him to come home, and we were waiting at her house, and I never forget it. I'm sitting over there in her chair, and they come home, and I'm sitting in the chair, and Rachel comes in. She said, "Dad, here he is. Dad, here's little Noah." And she gave me that little baby, Miss Jane.
And I just held him and looked at him. And he'd smile a little while. And then he'd frown a little bit. And then he'd laugh a little. I mean, this is just a few days old, this little guy. I mean, you could just watch him smile and all those facial expressions. You know what that was? That was something God put in that baby. And I was holding that little baby. I was thinking to myself, I wonder what it was, Miss Rachel, that God put in the heart of that little baby that is right now praising God. Didn't know a single song. Now, he's a bona fide genius. You can ask his papa about that. But he was born like that. He didn't know. But you know what he had? There was that source that God had put that praise, that perfected praise in that little baby. And when you held that baby, all you could see was the glory of God shining through that little guy. Take your Bible. Turn over to Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 40. There's the source of perfected praise. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou, God did it, thou hast perfected praise. It's none of those babies. God put it in them. God put it in those little babes and sucklings. There's a source of it. Psalm chapter 40 is a great chapter in the Bible. It says this, talking about when you got saved, if you've been saved. And I know about this verse, Psalm 41, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Watch it. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praising our God. Many shall see it. Brother, I'll tell you, when I got saved, God put a praise and a song in my heart, my mouth. Miss Rachel, I didn't do it. He put it there. He was the source, just like He was those little babies. Look at Psalm chapter 52. There's a source of that perfected praise. Out of the mouths and babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Look at Psalm 52 verse 8. It says this, but I'm like a green olive tree. What's that? That's new, man. That was like me when I got saved. I was so green, brother, you could have put me in the ground and I'd have picked up roots. That's how green I was when I got saved. But I'm like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever, and I will praise Thee forever because Thou hast done it. As David said, I'm going to praise God because God did it. God put it in me. He's the source of that perfected praise. Psalm 71:5, for Thou art my hope, O Lord. Thou art my trust from my youth. By Thee I've been holding up from the womb. Thou art He that took me out of my mother's bowels. And my praise shall be unto Thee continually. David said, out of that womb I'm going to praise You. There's the source of that perfected praise, brother. It comes from God. There's no one in the world to hold that little baby and not see the hand of God and the praise of God when you hold that little baby. Miss James, she's got a new one right now. And I bet she's having a blast, man. You hold them little babies. They're the sweetest little things. You know what you see in there? A perfected praise from the Lord. Take your Bible, turn back to Matthew chapter 21, go to Psalms chapter 8. I see the source there. It was the Lord that put it in there. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise in Matthew 21 in our text there. And get Psalms chapter 8. Matthew 21, the Lord's talking and He's quoting. In Matthew 21, verse 16, get Psalms chapter 8. Psalms chapter 8, the Lord's over here in Matthew chapter 21. Psalms chapter 8, in Matthew 21, He says to them, and He said unto them, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have you never read? Jesus said, hadn't you read it before? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And what the Lord's quoting is Psalm chapter 8. Look at Psalm chapter 8. He's quoting Psalm chapter 8, verse 2. But watch it. The Lord changes it. He changes the verse. And He can change it. Man can't change the Word of God. He's the one that wrote it. If He wants to change it, He'll change it. But when He quotes Matthew 21:16, He says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. But Psalm 8:2 says this, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. I want to say there's a source and there's the strength out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. You know what that perfected praise is? That's ordained strength. That word ordained means to appoint, decree. It means to set apart to the service of God. And out of the mouth of babe, that Bible says, thou hast ordained strength. You know, most vulnerable, weakest, innocent, illiterate, lacking knowledge, in the world, Miss Frieda, is a little bitty baby. And you know what God says? Over in Psalm 8:2, He says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained, you've set apart and established strength out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Man, you pick up and you hold that little baby, and that little baby can grab hold of your heart. Oh man, when I grabbed hold of that little Noah for the first time, my little grandson, I told my wife, I said, that little guy just stole my heart. I mean, that little baby, they got their strength. You know what I'm talking about, you grandparents. Man, you hold that little kid, they just take over your life. I just hold him, Miss Martha, just hold him and hold him and hold him and hold him. And we was going down there one time, and my son and his daughter was going to meet us down there, and they were going to meet us on like a Wednesday or something. We were all going to meet down at my daughter's house, and my son told my wife, I'll never forget it, she told him, she said, we're going to get down there Tuesday before Dad gets there. She said, he said, because when Dad gets down there, he won't let nobody hold him, Noah, but him. I'd grab him. Nobody else got to hold him. I mean, there's the strength of those little babies out of the mouth of babe. And suckling thou has ordained strength. You know, the little babies, they'll strengthen you. You can do things, and you'll do things for those little babies that you would never do in a million years. My daughter, she's amazing. It's amazing what those babies have done to my daughter. But I'll be honest with you, my wife will say amen to this. My daughter was a brat. She is a brat. My son-in-law was going to marry her, and he and I fished a lot. And I told him, you know, I laid out to him. I said, now I'll tell you something. Rachel's a brat. I said, she's going to want her own way. She'll pout. She'll get mad if she don't get her own way. I said, she wants all the attention in the house. He said, I know it. I said, you want to marry her? He said, yes, sir. I said, okay. Good luck. Good luck. I told him this, Brother Al. I said, I guarantee you, Luke, you're going to wake up by the bed sometime with your head in your hand and say, what did I get into? And he did. But you know what happened? When she had those babies, that little girl grew up. You know what she is now? She's an amazing little woman right now. You know what those kids would do? Brother, they are a dang strength. She'll get up in the middle of the night. We've been down there with those babies, and they're crying and screaming. And she'll get up in the middle of the night, having to go to work the next day, Miss Martha, and get up and go get those babies. She don't say, hey, you brat, can't you see I'm sleeping? Won't you go to sleep? We need to get some sleep in this house. She'll pick up that little baby and go, what's wrong with you, honey? What's the matter with you? You know what that is? That's strength, brother. That's out of the mouths of babes and sucklings I have ordained strength. Brother, you'll do things. There have been many, 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 many hogs, millions of them, that's been ready to destroy. I've known some that's been ready to fall apart. The parents couldn't get together, the mother and the father, the spouses, and that little baby comes in that house, Miss Frieda, and that'll just strengthen that house and bring it together, and that mama and daddy will fall in love. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength. There's the strength of those little babies. It's amazing what they'll do for you. I tell you, my grandchildren changed my life. They did. They changed my brother's life too. We're all workaholics. Watkins are workaholics. We don't know how to do anything but work. And we work and work. And I was a workaholic pretty much. When we go on vacation, my wife tell you, they go out to the beach or something, I'd be in the condo on my computer and my phone with work. I'd be dialing in at work on beeping, and they'd say, hey, aren't you on vacation? I said, yeah, but I'm just going to dial in and see what's going on. Maybe I need to get look at something. I just said, well, but boy, when that grandkid come along, they try to get hold of me. I said, hey, I'm busy. I'm down here with my grandbaby. You know what them boys did? They give you strength, they have ordained strength, they'll change your life and show you how important some things are in your life, brother. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou has ordained strength. Bible said in Psalm 127, it said, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Brother, I want to tell you, everybody, parents ever had a child, I don't care if it's an atheist or not, they can sit around and talk about that, but every time they hold that little baby and look at that beautiful little baby, I'm going to tell you, they see the glory of God in there. out of the mouths of babes thou hast perfected praise, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength. I'll tell you something else about them. I'll tell you something else about those little babies. There's their source. It comes from God. Thou hast ordained strength. Thou hast put a song in them. A perfected praise. I'll tell you something else about them little babies. I'll tell you something they got is a smile. They got the most beautiful smile in the whole world. Just holding my grandson, them little old guys, even right now. Rachel sends me pictures of them all the time during the week. And a lot of times they're just cutting the ham and smiling. Nothing like a smile of a little baby. Their mouth don't, it's not just that their mouth smiles, their eyes smile, their ears smile, everything in their life. You can just see that big old smile from them out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. That is perfected praise. You know what that smile is? That's a perfected praise from the Lord. Children average smile, and get this, 400 times a day. Children average smiling 400 times a day. You know how many times adults average smiling? 20. Children smile 400 times a day. And man, there's nothing that'll take your heart and grab your heart. And that little baby looks up and that most beautiful smile you've ever seen in your whole life. Man, it just melts your heart. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. You can just see the perfected praise all over that little baby. And I don't care how big a grump you are. I don't care how hard you are. That little old baby will put a smile on your face. I was over old Bob Smith's house one day. Oh man, he was mad. We put this floor down. He put it down, had somebody put it down, and it was all messed up. And I was out there trying to help him with it. Oh, I should have got somewhere else. I don't know. I got that thing out here. I'm calling. I'm going to tell him to come out here and get this thing, bring it out of here. Just fill it all up. He is grumpy anyway. I love Brother Bob. About that time, his great-grandchildren come over. One of them's about two. One of them's about one. One of them's about, there's three of them. The girl's oldest one, little girl, she's about four. Had a little boy, two, and one about one. And they come in the door with his granddaughter-in-law, I guess you call it. And they come in running, and boy, he lit up the biggest smile. I've never seen Bob Smith like that in my life. I said, who is that right there with that big old smile like that? And them old kids, they run up there and hugging all over them. And that little one-year-old, he was so cute. He'd run up there and he'd stop. Brother Bob, he laughed. He said, he don't know me yet real good. He's still kind of scared of me. He knows I'm kind of rough. He said, and he'd get there like this, and Brother Bob tried to give him some candy. He, little old guy, he like this, you know. I've never seen a smile on Brother Bob like that. You know what those babies have? They have a perfected praise of smile from the Lord, brethren. Nothing like it. Nothing that'll grab your heart like that smile of that little baby. Smiling is believed to give people the same elation that exercises brings in terms of how your brain responds, they say. Scientists came up with the conclusion that smiling can be exhilarating as winning a lottery. Smiling. Smiling helps cut down on stress in mind, body, and soul. It is similar to obtaining good sleep. In fact, a simple act of smiling helps produce beneficial emotions within you. And nobody can make you smile like that little babe and suckling. Boy, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected from praise. Those little children, nothing like it. You've heard that song. Mama told me something that a little child should know. It's all about the devil, and I've learned to hate him so. She says he causes trouble when you let him in the room. He will never, ever leave you if your heart is filled with gloom. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. When you are unhappy, the devil wears a grin. But oh, he starts a running when the light comes pouring in. I know he'll be unhappy because I've never wear a frown. Maybe if we keep on smiling, he'll get tired of hanging round. Nothing like a smile, brother. And those little babies can make you S-I-M-L-E like nobody else. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Thou hast perfected praise. Not only that, there's the source. Thou hast perfected praise. There's the source. And there's the smile. There's something else. You know, I've seen little babies have. And they got a song. James 5:13 says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. You know, babies and sucklings, they have a song. There's nothing sweeter than hearing a little baby cooing and humming, you know it? I mean, they don't know what they're singing, but God knows what they're singing. My little old grandson, Owen, the last time we was down there, he's a little bit over a year, and he just started walking pretty good, and he walks around, a pointed thing singing, and I may know not what he's singing, but I guarantee you God knows what that little boy's singing. And it's one of the cutest, little sweetest sound of joy. I want to tell you, brother, those babes and sucklings, eyes ordained, strength and perfected praise out of the mouth of them. They got a song. Those little babies and sucklings, they'll sing out. What a blessing. I showed some of you a video I had a while back. A little Emmett, he was 2 years old. And little Emmy, he's the cutest little thing. He likes to play by himself. Now Noah, my oldest, he can get in trouble. And he wants to be in the center of attention. But Emmy, he wants you just leave him alone. He likes to play with dinosaurs. He's got tons of dinosaurs. He knows them all by name. Did I ever tell you these kids are geniuses? Genuine geniuses. And this kid, he'll play with these dinosaurs. And I got a video, I showed it to some of you before. And my daughter's recorded it. And he's over there playing with his dinosaur. He's about 2 years old, little guy. And he's singing, he's able, he's able. I know he's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. Loud. Let me tell you something. That's one of the sweetest things you'll ever hear, them little kids. Me and my wife, we were down there when Owen or Emmy was born. Can't remember which, may have been Owen or may have been Emmy. But we had to put a little Noah to bed, the oldest one. Remember that? We put him to bed. And we put him in our bed, we heard something in there. We were singing, what was that song? I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let my light shine. Not going to let the devil blow it out. No, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. He was singing it over as loud as he could laying in bed. There's nothing like the sound of those kids singing a song, brethren. Babes and suckling eyes perfected praise. We had a little revival here with Brother Earl. And we put that song. Somebody picked 227. Y'all remember? Had them two little, that little boy and that little girl right there. And we started singing that, saved by the blood of the crucified one. Glory, I'm saved! And those kids, me and them too, they were just singing with everything they had. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. We was up at Greg, Brother Greg and Earl was up there preaching. They got a little choir up there, about six or seven kids is all in it. And his wife takes care of it. And they were up there at the choir loft with the little kids. And that little girl that was here, they were all standing up there. But she was way over on the other, way on the side over there by herself. And she's just a little bitty thing. She's as cute as a button, that little girl. And they were singing this song. And they were all singing, and she was over there all by herself. And she was just singing so loud and smiling. Man, it just made you want to, whoo! Unbelievable! I was sitting behind Brother Earl Anchor, and I said, Brother Earl, boy, don't you know the Lord loves that right there, brother. And Brother Earl said, boy, don't you know I'd like to have some what that little girl's got in me, man. I want to tell you, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, eyes perfected praise. There's that strength and that song they have and that smile. I'll tell you something else about them. There's a sound of laughter. They like to laugh. They're happy. Baby and sucklings, they'll laugh. It's amazing how they laugh. They'll laugh a few days old. You'll hold that little baby and he'll laugh. I wonder, what is God putting that little baby in his feet? And at that age, they'll just start laughing and giggling. And you know what? You can't help but love it. It just melts your heart, man. Those little kids. When I was down there last time, my little Owen, he is in his high chair eating. And I'd get over here and I'd go around the room like this and I'd hide. I'd get over here. and he'd been in a chair, and I'd go, and he'd start laughing and giggling. He could hardly stay in the chair. He's laughing so hard. I mean, there's that sound. Let me try it here with you guys. Okay, watch it, you guys. Don't work here, but it'll work with those babes. I saw on TV the other day, this last week, this little cute little old black baby on there, you may have saw it. And this man, his dad, he was holding up a letter. He had a letter M. And this little baby was just a few months old. He'd hold up that M. And that baby just started laughing and giggling so hard. And then he'd flip it over to the W and he'd go, whoo! And that baby, ha! I mean, his father, he's so cute. There's a sound of laughter coming out of the mouths of those babes and sucklings. I was looking on the internet when I was looking at this message on YouTube and looking for some. And boy, I had one. And it was a little baby. Now, he was a little bitty guy. I mean, he could hardly even sit up. He was so little, Miss Frieda. And his daddy was taking a piece of paper, Miss Rachel. And all he was doing on this thing, he was taking a piece of paper like this. He's taking a piece of paper and going. And that baby was laughing. He couldn't. He already sit up. He was laughing so hard. And I looked at YouTube, and that thing had been viewed 102,886,531 times. So many people got up there. Hey, I'm going to tell you out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Thou hast perfected praise. There's that smile. There's that sound of laughter. There's the source from the Lord. I'm going to give you one more real quick. I'll tell you something else. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, I have perfected praise. I'll tell you another way God gets our attention with those babies. In sorrows, in sickness. You let a little baby get sick, and especially a little suckling, Miss Rachel, and all of you that had kids, you know what I'm talking about, when they can't tell you what's wrong and they're sick. I'm going to tell you what you start doing. You start praying. You start talking to the only one that knows what's going on. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And brother, you get a little baby sick in the sorrows and sickness, and I'm going to tell you that family might be away from God, but when something comes along like that, I'm going to tell you that family will start turning to God and praising God and getting hold of God, because He's the only avenue they got. When he find them little babies, mom and daddy, they'll start praying. It's one thing when an adult gets sick. But when a little baby gets sick, even in our church on Thursday night, sometimes people ask prayer for a little baby. Boy, you can just feel the around this room. Oh. Well, I was getting y'all to pray for little Micah, that little 5-year-old boy. I've never met him. He's in my daughter's Sunday school class. She teaches a Sunday school class down there for these kids. And she just loves that little kid. And she knows his mother and family real well and stuff. And she was sending me the pictures and telling me all about it and things. I tell you what, I prayed for that kid a lot. There's one night, the first night, she was telling me about some of the things going on. I couldn't hardly sleep that night. It was on my mind. I laid in bed and tossed, concerned about that little boy. You say, what? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, I have perfected praise. I guarantee you there were thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people across this country that were praying for that little boy. We were praying at church. A lot of you asked me from time to time, how's that little baby doing? How's he doing? People have texted me, how's that little baby doing? You know what those little babies do in sorrows and sickness? They've got to get your attention with them. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Think about that mom and daddy that had that little boy, Micah. He's 5 years old, doing pretty good. They took out 330 cancers out of that boy, tumors. 330. Removed his spleen, parts of his intestines, his gallbladder, one kidney, and they flooded his abdomen with chemo. Just flooded it, opened it up and flooded it. He's doing great. But you don't think that mom and daddy were praying? You don't think that mom and daddy were hitting the throne of grace? You don't think that mom and dad had perfected praise, getting hold of God? Revelation chapter 8 verse 4 says this about the prayers and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. I guarantee you there were some prayers that hit heaven about that little boy. You know what? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. There's a source, the Lord. There's a source. There's a strength, thy is ordained strength. There's that smile they got. There's that song they have. There's that sound of laughter. And in those times of sorrows, when those little babies got to get their attention. Bow our heads for prayer tonight. Father, pray your blessing upon now the message, and pray your blessing upon the week coming up here this week, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come here and worship you tonight. Thank you for the singing. Thank you, Lord, for the good fellowship of things here tonight, Lord. And I look forward to this week. I always do, Lord. I look forward, Lord, to get out here and do something for you and maybe find that soul that's near as hell, God. Lord, I pray as we go our separate ways tonight, be with us, keep us safe. Help us, God, to be so conscious. Help us to realize, God, that person at Walmart, that person at Public, that person on the job, that person wherever we might be at the doctor's office, wherever it might be, that person right there has a soul that's going to be in heaven or hell one day, Lord, and that we might be able to make the difference. We might be able to want to pull them out of that fire. Help us, God, give us the courage, the conviction, and the things, God, to speak up for you during these times, God. And realize, Lord, there's not many people out there witnessing anymore. There's very few that speak up for you. But help us to be one of those. You said one time over there in the book of Ezekiel, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and found none. Help us to be that person to stand in the gap between that soul, heaven and hell. Father, we love you tonight. And Lord, we pray even so. Come, Lord Jesus. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.